Next case, please.
Next application is 11722. Eastburn Estates LLC seeks variances to reduce the side yard and front yard setbacks, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Aries Road and Surf Road. The 911 address is 39923 Ayers Road, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 13.16, parcel 15. Specifically, they are asking for a 3.6-foot variance from the corner for a front corner and a 12.9-foot variance from the house. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael J. Cummings, 121 Parkwood Street, Bethany Beach, Delaware, 19930.
State your name and address for the record.
Warren Eastburn, 9 Windmill Lane, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'd like to just pass out a picture of the property to show you the need for the remodel. I'm here tonight to request a variance to remodel this property on its present foundation. As far as the uniqueness of the property, the existing masonry footprint of the home was built over 50 years ago. The foundation was built over the present setback line on the east and south sides. The foundation is concrete block approximately 9 foot high and is very structurally sound. The wood structure above it is not in good shape. It has been vacant for over 4 years, and Mr. Eastburn wants to remodel and update the living space over the foundation in order to meet their future living needs that they want to move into the house that they inherited at a reasonable budget. Cannot otherwise be developed. The physical circumstances of the existing foundation would not allow the homeowner to do any work without tearing down the entire structure and starting over. The home has been in the family since the 50s, and the cost would be more than double of the remodel or renovation. Item 3, not created by the applicant. The applicant inherited the property from his family and is not responsible for the existing structure setback violations. The structure meets and did meet Sussex Shores Homeowners Association regulations at the time of construction 50 years ago. Item 4 will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The home in its present condition is in dire need of a remodel. The new roof, siding, windows will enhance the present condition and will be more like the design of other newer homes in the community. Item 5, the minimum variance. The variance being applied represents the minimum amount of construction since we are not asking to expand or alter the foundation, only build or remodel on top of it.
Let's see if there's any questions. Mr. Oops.
So you said it would be more expensive to replace the whole structure?
Yeah, basically all the exterior walls and the roof, everything's going to stay in place. I'm going to put a new roof on it, new siding, new windows, and remodel the inside, tear the kitchen out, bring it up to date from when it was built in the 50s.
All on the existing footprint?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. No questions.
Okay. Mr. Baker?
So you're just going to use the same footprint?
That's exactly right, sir.
Okay, and that footprint was in violation in 1950, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no more other questions.
Mr. Warby, was that two apartments at one time?
No, sir.
No?
Always a single family house.
Single family house, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Another question.
If this is a existing structure and they're not changing walls,
the existing structure encroaches into the setbacks.
Mm. So right. I can't get a permit.
And so the...
But no walls are changing, nothing. They're just
They're trying remodeling. To clean up the fact that the house would need variances at some point if they tried to sell the property. Because the house does encroach.
But it is encroached. It's nonconforming, right?
I would say yes.
Okay, so then the variance really isn't necessary, but okay, if they want to bring it in.
They want to bring it into compliance.
I mean, well, they did tell me only if they were adding a second floor or doing something.
Sometimes, but we typically see, usually when you go to settlement and the house was built several years ago that, or, you know, 40, 50 years ago prior to zoning, that if people want the title clean so they don't have to come back for variances when they try to go to settle. Okay. So they're just preempting.
So it's by the owner's choice to do this.
That, and it would work for staff to have the setbacks verified.
Because the permit office did tell me in order for me to get a permit to remodel, I'd have to get a variance.
That's right.
It also depends on how much and mm-hmm. how close he's going to the foundation and the walls.
Mm. Normally at 8. Never mind.
Council? Well, I mean, I have to look at the code on the determination of non-conforming use, but you could look at that and make a determination that this is a non-conforming use. It probably makes sense to have it to be brought into compliance with the variance for no other reason, then there's something at the county level that establishes the dimensions and the location from setbacks. And that, I presume, probably could be an issue later on, and I would imagine that would be something the applicant would want.
I don't believe they could even get a mortgage, could they, without bringing it into compliance?
That is up to a bank. Usually when properties go to settlement, they do not want
the
to
only
deal with something with that does not comply with code, or unless they have proof that a variance has been granted. So they are here. Mm-hmm.
The only reason I question it is because the only time we've a non-conforming property has been required to have variances approved is if walls were being replaced or additional floors were being put on. Otherwise, it was never been a requirement before. So that's why I question it.
And I did too.
Is this in a flood zone?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Cornwell, aren't there some flood zone requirements as far as the dollar amounts, which may trigger some of the things that we would not see in a normal non-conforming use situation?
Correct.
Okay. 50%, right? 50%?
That I don't know off
probably
the top of my head, but
the renovation is going to be more than 50% of the value of the structure.
Right. Okay. So that right there
the market,
is probably why.
Market value.
It's triggering more, it actually, so it goes beyond what we would consider non-conforming based on the amount of work being done.
No other questions.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I just had a quick question. In looking at the survey here, it looks to me, and I just hope you can confirm this, Mr. Cummings, the edge of the paving from Ayers Road and from Surf Road appears to extend. So it would appear that perhaps the front yard and the side yard are actually, from a physical standpoint, would probably appear closer. Or you probably appear to have more space than you would. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing then, there's no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,722. The uniqueness of the property is the existing footprint that is going to be used to build this building is unique in the fact that it was 50 years ago. Is that correct? The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's stated that it would cost quite a bit of money to get rid of that foundation. Mm-hmm. And this exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because, again, this was created 50 years ago with the knowledge of the applicant now of encroaching into the front setback. And the variance will not alter a sense of character of the neighborhood. She stated that, and the request of the variance is a minimum that would afford them the relief.
And that was second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, again, I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,722. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye. Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Callaway for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,722 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.